The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Of Liberty. Welcome today, folks. It is Thursday, the state of Minnesota. There's these lines going across the sky. I can't figure out what it is. A lot of airplanes out there lost today, making all these funny turns and leaving these gigantic trails behind them. They must have bad diesel engines. I think that's what it is. I think it's the diesel fuel. It's supposed to be green diesel. But it leaves this big cloud of smoke behind all of the airplanes flying in our sky today. Not sure what's happened in Minnesota, but I do notice the weather changes when that happens. Usually gets a little warmer. Snow starts to melt. Yes, it is spring. I realize that, but I'm sure they do too.
No domestic cover.
Folks, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for joining us today. We have the new website I want to direct you to, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Well, I shouldn't say new entirely, but we've put a fresh coat of paint on it. As Bradley said, the gold has been gilded, the lily has been painted, and it's very navigatable. You like that for a big word, navigatable. We've got new products, of course, the polo t-shirt, Sons of Liberty. You can sport your gear and also support the Sons of Liberty, support the cause, bring forth fruit in your nation, because that's what it does. We've also got hats, baseball caps, winter caps for those areas of the country where it's still cold. For all of you that enjoy skiing during the winter, why not sport a Sons of Liberty winter cap? Just recently, we set up a fan page for Bradley Dean. You can find that on Facebook at Bradley Dean. That's the fan page where you can follow it. He is interacting on that thing continuously. That's what he feeds. If you want to get in touch with him directly, that's the best way. Go through Facebook. Also, too, we have the Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can follow that. We're posting different things, all of our columns, new videos, etc. All the friends to the cause, allies to the cause, victories in the cause that we are fighting for. Yes, that we're creating, but that others, you patriots all throughout the country, are creating as well by the grace of God that He has given you. Also, too, on Twitter, many of you folks like to follow Twitter handles, so you can follow Bradley Dean at Bradley, L-E-E, at the end, Dean, one, the number one, just one, not O-N-E, number one, Bradley Dean one. Or you can follow the Sons of Liberty Twitter handle at SOL Media one. Now that we've got that out of the way, I want to share with you a couple things today that are very important. They're actually pressing on us right now. We're going to have two special guests today. One is Miss Victoria Jackson. She aired herself on the Saturday Night Live program. Many of you maybe recognize her from that. I never watched it a whole lot. My mother didn't let us watch a lot of TV growing up, and especially not anything that was slightly racy or a tinge of that. Victoria Jackson now has stood in the face of not only this administration, but the entire country, confronting pop culture, confronting the culture she came out with. She stays light in that same setting, and she's going to have some real unique things to say, interesting perspectives. So we're looking forward to have her on at the half-hour mark, 2:30 Central Time, 3:30 Eastern Time, depending where you're at. In roughly 20 minutes, we'll have her on the show today. And also Jake Daigle, who is a crusader in the state of Iowa. Bradley Dean was on the Jan Michelson show on WHO, also the same station where Ronald Reagan got his feet wet or cut his teeth in radio, WHO. Really old station, reaches the whole state. Bradley was on talking about his victory in Boca Raton at the high school down there with the student group, the American Club. And then shortly thereafter, there was this gentleman who came on that goes to college, and he is facing fierce persecution in the state of Iowa. Not by many, though. You'll notice this, and he'll get to talk about that a little bit more. So Jake Daigle will be with us next segment. Also, too, for all of you that follow Bradley's columns, we're syndicated on more. Just picked another one up today. It's called the Oil Journal, and that is in Texas. And what this woman does is she brings newspapers to different oil rigs all throughout the state of Texas. And she loves Bradley's columns, so she got in touch with us, and we said, for sure, let's evangelize the oil fields down there. The Oil Field Journal. Also, too, this most recent column called Bradley Dean, Know Your History. Many people are stuck on history. That's why they've got such a twisted mentality of where we should go. We are not to move forward to infinity and beyond. I mean, that might as well be what this president says. There's no substance to anything. He has no directives. Nihilists don't. They just destroy. That's all they do. That's why they never have a plan. Their plan is to destroy what's in front of them, and that's how they move forward. You need to know your history so you can tell when one of these nihilists gets in office, and you can tell their patterns because it never changes. These people aren't smart. They're idiotic. They follow the same playbook. They get all their tips from losers like Karl Marx or Hegel or the rest of the humanist, socialist, secularists that infiltrated through an immoral nation and grasped power that ultimately ended in death. Know your history. This latest column was just put on DC Clothesline yesterday. I love that title, DC Clothesline. Our friends at DCClothesline.com. Wonderful guys. What they're doing is they're airing out all the dirty laundry in D.C. They're whistleblowers, but you know what? This guy's a doer as well. He's not just talking about the problems. It's important that we can identify these things, but it's another thing to bring the solution. God brought the solution to sin on earth. His son, Jesus Christ, died to redeem. And he told us to go. He told the sinners to go and sin no more. To follow me. Take up your cross. In other words, you start to change the culture. Look at the book of Acts. Also, too, just broke on News with Views this morning. Bradley, do you know your history? We're going to cover that a little bit, and I'm going to get into some of the emails that some of you all have been sending. Good emails. Unfortunately, some people have been misdirected in their ideologies. But we're going to correct that today because I see you as sincere people seeking truth. And that's what we want to bring. We want to join forces, folks, and get on the right path. That being God's path. Straight and narrow is difficult is the way. And few there be that find it. Let's find it today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm enjoying the show daily, and I want to thank you guys. You really opened my eyes, and what I thought I once knew, I know now, was not really the right thing, even from the preachers that I'd heard speak and preach.
Yeah.
And, you know, we know the truth when we hear it. So I know you're telling the truth daily.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with the Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. As I said on the first segment, Bradley was on the Jan Michelson show down at WHO in Iowa, because we have so many fans in Iowa. And when I say fans, I mean followers of Christ that are sick of the agenda that's being thrown on. Everybody remembers those judges that thought they would commit a little bit of judicial activism down there. They thought they would bring in this abomination into a country where never in civilized society has been codified in law a concept called sodomite marriage. Some people know it as homosexual marriage. Some people call it gay marriage because it's so gay. Everybody's so happy about it. Except for Harvey Milk's underage 17-year-old lover who committed suicide after he was taken advantage of and statutorily raped by Harvey Milk. Oh, don't talk about our icons like that. They're gay. They're happy. So in Iowa, there's a lot of fighters. Bradley was on the Jan Michelson show talking about the victory down in Boca Raton, how the school thought that they were going to tell a student group that you can't have a Christian American message on this campus. But then when the big guns of Liberty Council, and ultimately Truth, folks, we're not big guns. Nobody's a big gun. Truth is, when you get on its side, you're the majority. They got involved. The school quickly buckled and said, okay, we're busted. We need to let the student have this assembly. So Jan brought him on the show, and then right after that, there was a guest. His name was Jake Daigle. First of all, he's got a wonderful name. I love the name. Actually, when I bring Jake on, I'm going to ask him if he knows the meaning of the name Jacob. Not essentially the best meaning of a name, but the point is Jake Daigle gets on, he starts talking about these radicals. This group down in Iowa that was coming to his campus university to literally attack his faith. Now, I'm on the website, Jake Daigle, DAGEL.com. I'm looking through some of the media coverage. I don't even know if Jake has turned 20 yet. He spoke all over the country. Been on all sorts of news sources, recently in Fox, in this situation. He stands up for the family and stands up for Christian values. Never heard a vulgar word come out of his mouth. And he's set for truth. Jake, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for bringing me on, Jake.
You got it, man. Well, you know what? After I heard you on the show, I was listening to Bradley, and I just kept listening, and you got on the program. You started explaining a situation. Now, you're going to do a much better job than I will. I get the point of it. But kind of explain your situation in Iowa. What is going on at your college campus? And tell the folks where it's at.
Well, I attend the Des Moines Area Community College, known as DMAC, in Ankeny, Iowa, which is by Des Moines. And about a month ago, all the students received an email saying that they could receive a free ticket to the governor, and mind, our governor is a Republican, the governor's conference on LGBTQ youth. So my Young Americans for Freedom chapter initiated a Freedom of Information Act, and as a result found that the school's diversity commission was using taxpayer and tuition money to fund a conference on LGBTQ. And at this conference, there are two workshops, one targeting Christians called For the Bible Tells Me So, and one targeting conservatives called Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Right Wing, where it actually calls out individuals' names, such as Jan Michelson. So we call for school to revoke that funding.
Okay, so hold on a second. Okay, just for our listeners, Jake, how old are you?
20.
20 years old. You filed a Freedom of Information Act to find this information you just explained to us, correct?
Correct.
Now, for all of you 20-year-olds that don't know what that is, I'm not being facetious. I really want you to know. Because you've got the zeal and you've got the spunk to go out and change your country. That's all Jake is doing here. You file a Freedom of Information Act. What is the name of the group that's coming in under the, you know, you just said what's really about. It's about LGBTQ, XYZ, ABC, whatever they're called. But what is the name of this organization?
Iowa Safe Schools.
Iowa Safe Schools. Sounds safe, doesn't it, folks? Sounds like, yes, we're going to come in, make things safe, we're going to get rid of violence. And but what do they really mean, Jake? What are they really about? Give us some specifics of what they intend on doing on your campus.
Well, Iowa Safe Schools Conference was not held on our campus. Our school just happened to be a sponsor of their event, just for clarification. But really, what they're out to do is they say they're all about free speech and ending bullying, but that only goes so far until conservatives and Christians want to speak up, and that's where their tolerance stops.
So ending bullying, I know sometimes when I see out on the road, and I really enjoy doing this, you'll see those little equal sign stickers on the back of people's cars, and I'll come up to them and say, oh, well, what's that? Is that equal rights for Christians, freedom of speech, things like that?
Well, not really, actually. It's...
So tell me about bullying, Jake. What is the bullying they're trying to stop?
Well, they say that the homosexuals are bullied within our school systems and stuff of that sort.
You found differently, though. Who's being bullied, really, Jake?
Christians and conservatives are being bullied. Like I said, in the workshop called Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Right Wing, they called out individuals' names, adding an attack on these individuals. I would call that bullying.
So they are literally targeting individuals, Christian individuals. So they're not really talking about how to cope with bullying. What are they doing? They're shouting and shooting. We've talked about it before on the show. They shout and say, we're a victim, as they shoot, as they pull your hair, as they beat on you. And they shout, victim, victim, victim. Jake, how many folks have you got to stand with you out there? Because this is where I want you to hear the fire of the next generation. You had brought up that you went through quite a few people to get your student group. I think in one semester there was four teachers or leaders that actually backed out of it. And why was that?
Well, at my former school, it's a different group. We went through three advisors within a year. Here at the school that I'm at now, we're in the process of being recognized. But we've got Concerned Women for America of Iowa supporting us, the Family Leader of Iowa supporting us. And last week, we had 16 legislators sign a statement saying they will defund the school if the school would not revoke funding from the conference. The school did not revoke funding for the conference, which was held yesterday. And so these legislators are going to move forward with voting no on appropriations towards the school.
And all of this is being organized by yourself, correct?
Right.
Now, let me ask you another thing. What are some more of the underpinnings to this situation? Is there any lawsuits involved? You've got, obviously, your representatives involved. I know you've done a lot of interviews. You've been down to the Capitol. People have called on you to testify on this particular situation. Give me some more updates here, because, folks, we talk about this a lot on the radio program. The Sons of Liberty is about do radio, not hearing good facts, but or hearing about guys like Jake that are out there doing great things, and hoorah, way to go, Jake, pat you on the back. It's about taking practical steps to bring resolve into your own community, which is what Jake's doing right now. Give us some more things that are happening out there and some other steps that you're taking. Don't you have ADF involved as well?
Well, I can't say too much, but about a week ago, a friend and I were passing out flyers on the issues on campus, and DMAC campus police came to us and cited a policy saying that we needed to put in a 10-day notice in order to express our free speech rights and be within a free speech zone. And so that happened. And then yesterday, an open homosexual senator here in Iowa referred to us as a rogue group of individuals. So we took that as a badge of honor yesterday.
Right on the floor. Did you hear that, folks? That's a badge of honor to Jake. That's a badge of honor. Woe unto you, the Bible says, when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers, the false prophets. And he said also, too, Christ speaking to his disciples, they hated me first. They're going to hate you for my name's sake. Jake, that's what's going on right now. But do you see victories happening right now in front of you? Can you give us some of the good news of how you are overcoming this?
Well, we know that God is definitely on our side, and some amazing things are happening that we'll be able to talk about in the future.
Awesome. Everybody, I want you to get in touch with this guy, Jake Daigle. .com. That's JAKEDAGEL.com. Folks can reach out to you through the website. Isn't that right, Jake?
That's right.
If you are in Iowa, you're a listener, or wherever you're at in the country, send your support to this guy. Let him know that you got his back on this thing. And we're going to follow this through, Jake. It was a pleasure having you on the radio. I wanted to bring the fire of the next generation to the generations past to show them that there is hope. Listen, one student in Des Moines, Iowa, standing up in his campus. He's got the legislature on his side now, turning an eye to him. He's got enemies that are addressing him from the floor, calling him and his friends rogues, enemies. While they say they're being bullied, they like to bully themselves. Standing against tyranny in his own country, as a Christian, as an American, and as a patriot. This is what we need more of, folks. And I'll tell you what, there's thousands of students out there that are bringing this exact fire, and we need to back them. We need to show them. We need to lead the way because the truth is on our side. The Constitution is on our side. We have the Bible on our side. If we don't, we already know. What happens when a team steps out on the field and there's nobody to contend with them? Well, they win. What happens when another team contends? Then you have the fight. And there's always a fight and a struggle around liberty. Always. If there's no life, there's no struggle. You're dead. If you're not over the drop zone, you're not going to get fired on. Why? Because you're useless. You're not a threat. You become a threat to darkness when you cast your light. Coming up next segment, we're going to have Miss Victoria Jackson on with us from Saturday Night Live. She also has her own website, victoriajackson.com. She wrote an article regarding Bradley when he was down in Florida, speaking in Boca Raton at the high school there. She was also a speaker there. And we want to share with you the good news again. More people fighting, more to come. Sons of Liberty
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans. April 2nd through the 8th. With free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, and as promised, we have Miss Victoria Jackson, and a clerical error of last segment. It's victoriajacksonshow.com. Now, Victoria joins us in light of an article that she actually just wrote called American Clubs Springing Up in High Schools All Over the Country. Victoria, you put that article on your website. First of all, thank you for being on the show with us. I suppose I should start with the formalities, shouldn't I?
Thank you for having me, and thank you for what you're doing to save America.
Amen. That's exactly our mission, and that's what we should be doing. Everybody listening should be doing that. As a matter of fact, we had the honor to meet you down in Fort Lauderdale, the privilege, I should say, down in Fort Lauderdale at a tea party that was there with Danita, and you guys were moving and shaking down there and have been ever since. But I want to talk more specifically to this American Clubs springing up in high schools all over the country. You posted that. You also put the Fox piece where Ben Ferguson was talking to some lady. I don't know her name, but it's probably good I don't, because you don't need to know her name either. But he was standing up for the right of the student, John Heidish, who's a brave young man, you wrote. He started the American Club in Florida Public High School. He got flack from the principal, from teachers, and from local media, and from other students. His Spanish River High School had a gay club, a black club, a Latin club. But when he asked to start a Caucasian American club, he was denied the right and told that was racist. He was trying to prove a point of discrimination. Now, of course, you can give the rest of the details. John wasn't trying to start a white club. He wanted a club where whites were welcome. So he started the American Club, and the rest is history. Victoria, you spoke at his American Club at one time, didn't you?
I did. It was a very small gathering, and the teacher who was the chaperone wouldn't speak. I said, are you a conservative or a liberal? And he shook his head, and I said, oh, you're not allowed to say? And he's like, no. I'm like, okay. it was creepy. And then, like, well, half of the students were, like, seemed to be liberal, which is fine. I don't want to preach to the choir. I want to teach people what's truth and what's facts. You know, I just told them what I've been learning as a beginner political activist. And then when I was leaving, I talked to other teachers, and they wouldn't say a word. I said, is there like a rule, like teachers can't believe in anything anymore?
Yep.
Or stand up for God or anything anymore? And they wouldn't even move their lips.
So no response to that. Now you've been in some pretty, well, I would say very secular settings that maybe the average Christian or conservative would be very uncomfortable in. You started with The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Different guy on The Tonight Show. Johnny Carson. Also, you had, 20 appearances with Johnny, and then you starred in many movies and TV shows, most notably the 6 seasons on Saturday Night Live. So this wasn't necessarily uncomfortable for you, but what have you seen since your time that you've been in show business? Again, we have Victoria Jackson with us. To that public school setting, what was the difference?
Wow, those were a lot of points. I think our country's changed a lot since I was 20 years old and 50 now, and there's censorship now. Christians have always kind of been persecuted, but now it's like heightened. It is uncomfortable for me to stand up for Christ in the public eye because they love to use me as a whipping post because I'm recognizable. Like today, Danita and the Fort Lauderdale Tea Party, mm-hmm. we had a march for Jesus at Florida Atlantic University.
That's right.
And in response to the teacher, Professor Poole, who told the kids to write Jesus on a piece of paper and put it on the ground and stand on it.
Yep.
Well, we went on a march for Jesus, and some of the news showed up. And, I stood up for Jesus. I had the 1 Corinthians 2:11 on my poster. It said, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
To the glory of God's Father. And because God said, my word will not return unto me void. And so I thought that would be the most effective thing if I only have one thing to say. And, I know that I'll be ridiculed in the press. And, it's uncomfortable, but I believe in Jesus, so I got to stand up for him. But what was your question?
Wait, now, just wait. It's that simple? You believe in Jesus, so you need to stand up for him?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. I mean, does it get any more common sense than that or any simpler than that? I believe in Jesus, therefore I'm going to stand up for him. My love compels me beyond my emotions or my comfort zone, and I'm going to stand for him. You know, you were actually put in an awkward situation, if I recall correctly, with Howard Stern. Is that right?
Uh-huh, yes.
Can you kind of explain that for our listeners? Because Bradley, who's the show host here, I'm filling in today, he gets put into awkward situations as well. Never has denied his Lord and his Savior, just like you're talking about, for the simple reason that he's my Savior. I will stand for him. Tell me about the situation with Howard Stern.
Well, first I have to tell everyone that Bradley Dean went to that same school with John Heidish in his American Club.
Mm-hmm.
And Bradley, soon after I was there, and got kicked off the grounds, and there was a big to-do and hullabaloo and all that. And I followed that story. I'm very proud of him. Bradley has a great testimony, and I heard it, and he's powerful. That's why Satan doesn't want him to talk. But, anyway, so Bradley, is Bradley did he speak off the grounds? How did that end up?
Yeah, basically what happened is we got together with Liberty Council. They had a letter on the principal's desk the next morning demanding that John be able to bring Bradley back onto the campus and speak. Now, Bradley still did speak that day, and he spoke right out on the school lawn, and that was beautiful in and of itself. But we came back to a packed classroom. That same teacher that you referred to that had his lips zipped, that was the student member, he was forced to have it in his school he was forced to have it in his classroom. He was looking forward to resigning his position or his chair, and the principal said, oh, no, you don't. We're in the middle of this right now. The nation's watching us. So we did it in that classroom. We came up afterwards and thanked Bradley for speaking there. So that was the end. It was a victory. John Heidish and the thousands just like him that have student groups all over the country said, finally, somebody will stand and be an advocate for us, number one. And number two, there's a law team to back them. We can't lose so long as we stay on truth, we stay ethical, and we stick to the principles that are part of our mission statement in our student group.
Right. Well, yay, Liberty Council, yay, and yay, Bradley and Sons of Liberty. But I got to tell you, what people don't know, and I didn't know either, was we are allowed to talk about Jesus Christ in public schools. It is not against the law.
That's right. That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, nobody can cite a law. What they always cite is, and I don't know if this is of a shock to you, but separation of church and state.
Right, which is not anywhere in the Constitution or any of our documents.
You know what? I think I'm just going to get off the air. Victoria, can you take this over for me?
Yes. The version of church and state was a phrase that was in a letter from Washington to the Baptists in Connecticut, and they were worried that they weren't going to be allowed to preach the gospel anymore. And Washington wrote them a letter and used that phrase, and they said there will be a separation of church and state. In other words, you will be allowed to preach the gospel. And the left has taken that phrase, twisted it around, and pretended like it's a law.
That's right. And you know what? I think you were referring to Jefferson, not Washington. But Jefferson...
Oh, I'm sorry. Jefferson.
That's okay. You know what? He was in Washington's cabinet, so I can see the blur, and he was one of the first three presidents. But Jefferson wrote that letter on a Friday, sent it off, said about separation of church and state, went to divine church services that Sunday. Guess where he went to church?
Where?
He went to church because at this particular time in D.C., they used the Capitol building for church services on Sunday. Went into the church, into the state and had church. So tell me what the meaning of separation of church and state is. Now, you have a website, Victoria. It's called victoriajacksonshow.com. Folks, we just put it on Facebook, at Sons of Liberty on Facebook, this article where Victoria brings the conclusion of the matter of how we are to stand in the public eye. She's been evidence of that. She's been doing it for decades. But the fact is, Victoria, just like you said, we have to stand for Christ, don't we?
Yes, and I did stand for Christ on Howard Stern's show, to get back to that, and today on the news in public at FAU, and I felt so blessed. I said, Lord, thank you for giving me the honor to stand up for you. I'm unworthy. I'm a sinner, but I feel honored to stand up for you in public. And, and Howard Stern actually was a really cool interview, and he was pretty nice to me, actually. It was an interesting hour. It was an hour long. But I was plugging my book called Is My Bow Too Big? How I Went from SNL to the Tea Party. And I would like people to read it because I suck people in with show business stories. And then I talk about the Tea Party and what it stands for. And then I prove that Obama is a communist. And then I have verses that show that Jesus is the Messiah and prophecy that's fulfilled in the Bible.
Amen. The foundation of which we don't have a Tea Party, we don't have a republic. But I want to get back to your statement. You publicly made the statement that Obama is a communist?
He is a communist.
Of course he is. Hey, you know what? If it quacks, it's probably a what?
Duck.
And if it walks out the ideology of the communist playbook, it's probably a...
communist.
Exactly.
If it says to Joe the Plumber on the campaign trail in 2008, spread the wealth, then it's a communist.
Yep, you got it. Putting two and two together. Victoria, give us your book one more time. You can find it at victoriajacksonshow.com. Give us the title again.
Is My Bow Too Big?
Is My Bow Too Big? She's taking. Thank you so much for being on the show with us, Victoria. I really appreciate it.
I'm so proud of you and what you're doing. Keep up the good work.
We'll do it, and we'll do it together. Thank you.
All right.
Folks, many of you know that she's a culture warrior. Again, she stands in the midst of darkness and proclaims the truth, using all things that God has given her as gifts. No different than anybody who's born of the Spirit of Christ. Those that don't, they're just not born of the Spirit of Christ. Because the fruit will be there. You'll be able to see the light through them. I don't walk in a dark room and somebody tell me, hey, the light's on. No, it's not. There's no evidence of it. The switch may be on, but the bulb isn't connected. Get connected to Christ. Get connected to your constitution, your heritage, and your history so that you can shed light too. We'll be right back with the Sons of Liberty Radio at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way, the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Okay, I need everybody to get their pens and their pencils, and I want you to write this number down because I am going to ask a question. And I want you all, the listeners, to give me the answers. Give me the feedback. Show me your scholars. Show me your students of the Constitution, your country, and that you love it and you're willing to stand for it. The question is going to be, what are we united by in this country? What unites us in these United States of America? What unites us? I'll give examples, but the number is 877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. What unites us in this country, the United States of America? These United States of America, excuse me. Is it the English language that unites us? Is it our president that unites us? Is it our Constitution that unites us? Is it our culture? Maybe it's our food. Maybe it's our industry. Is it our economy? Is it the freeway system? What unites us in this country, these United States of America? The number again is 877-807-9977. Again, the number is 877-807-9977. I want you to tell not only America, but 53 other countries, what unites us as a nation? What gives us our strength? And with that, I want to bring up an email that I received based on Bradley's latest column, which is called America, Know Your History. Recently, while doing a radio interview, I was asked, Bradley that being, what was my opinion concerning immoral issues that are taking place in our country? Bradley responded, my opinion doesn't matter any more than your opinion does. That's got to be shocking to a egotistical talk show host. He said, it was okay for us to have different opinions as long as we're rooted in the same principles, which brings me back to my question. What unites us in these United States of America? 877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. I received an email this morning from a gentleman named Joseph. Joseph said, "Good morning, Mr. Dean." He referenced Jeremiah 17:9 as the biblical support for separation of powers described and defined in the Constitution. Now, the reason I bring this up, just to give you a little background, and I brought it up in the first segment, sometimes, folks, we are sincere in seeking, but we fall under this strange delusion. We don't understand history correctly, therefore we draw the wrong conclusion. And Joseph drew the wrong conclusion here, but because I see he is a sincere seeking man, I want to answer this question to get us all on that right path. Jeremiah 17:9 is referenced in Bradley's latest column. You can find it on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. It was just posted on News with Views this morning, DC Clothesline yesterday, also a handful of other outlets. He referenced Jeremiah 17:9 as the biblical support for separation of powers described and defined in the Constitution. I'm not familiar enough with the original language of the Old Testament to offer an exact translation, but I looked up the chapter and verse to find it, and I quote, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" That was from the King James Version. You got the right version, Joseph. Could you please offer an explanation of your misstatement? It's actually not a misstatement. Why do we have a separation of powers? Why did our founders come up with that? What was the purpose in it? What did they know about mankind that this president glazes over in this day and age as he tries to consolidate power and put no separation between him, the Supreme Court, and Congress? I'll tell you what it is. It's Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Our founders understood that man was sinful. Man needs a savior. And in order to protect man's liberties, God set up strong laws, not to be debated away, but to stand. And that same sinful man, once he's elected to serve in public service as a servant of the people, as a statesman, he does not forfeit his nature. God doesn't say, "Oh, you're a congressman, you no longer have a wicked nature, therefore, you're free to do what you want to do." Our founders knew that a corrupted man that did not serve in office was no different than a corrupted man who served in office. The difference between the two here, in this context, is that the founders had enough common sense to separate man's powers, because as Lord Acton said, the British political scientist, power corrupts, and absolute power, that absolutely corrupts. So that's why there's a separation of powers, and that's why we quote that verse, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" I hope that helps you out, Joseph. It goes a lot deeper than that, too. And we have a Constitution course. As a matter of fact, we're teaching it tonight. We webcast it. We have people from all over the country taking it. Because we need to talk about the biblical underpinnings. We need to talk about the biblical roots of our Constitution. We have DJ on the air right now from Minnesota. And he wants to answer the question. Oh, that's really funny. He wants to answer the question, what unites us? DJ, go ahead.
God does.
God unites us?
Yep.
How does he do that?
Because he's the one that basically created the Constitution, and he's the one, and it was because of him that America was founded.
It's because of him that America was founded. I will give you that. I won't give you the fact that God created the Constitution. God's servants did. They most definitely did. But the Constitution is not infallible. That's why we can change it through the process that the Constitution gives us, by amending it. But you're right. God is what unites us. That Constitution, DJ, how old are you?
10.
So you really think it's that simple? God gave us this nation. God gave us the liberties that we have?
Yes.
That's all there is. You don't question that. You don't try to figure out who God is, where he's at, how did he do all of this. It's just that simple.
Nope. Nope.
Wow. God bless you, little man. Thank you for calling in and giving us the answer, giving the country the answer. As a matter of fact, you're the only one who called in to give the answer. I hope it's not because most of you folks out there listening don't know the answer, but DJ's exactly right. It's God that is our source. It's God that's the source of authority. As a matter of fact, the only authority that is binding in the Constitution, and you need to understand this, this is why the libertarian view is way off miss. It's exchanging tyrants and tyrannies. Because the only authority that you can derive from the Constitution is that which God has established, Romans 13. If God didn't establish it, and it's in the Constitution, i.e. our original Constitution, forbidding the ending of the slave trade until the 1800s, that was not godly. It was not binding upon the conscience of man. And many of our founders, 70% of which were abolitionists, and they worked against it, though it was against the law. Civil law, that is. But if you really look at it in context, civil law cannot suffer, it cannot be suffered to contradict God's law or the laws of nature. There's some other verses that Bradley brought up in his article, Know Your History. And these are the biblical, the scriptural references. Everybody talks about immigration laws. How do we get the process of immigration? Where did we come up with those type of where did we come up with that type of morality? If you look in Leviticus 19, verse 34, it says, "But the stranger that dwelleth with you shall be unto you as one born among you, and thou shalt love him as thyself." In other words, he's just like a citizen, speaking of the stranger. "For you are strangers in Egypt, I am the Lord your God." Now, to bring it more perfectly into context, we go to Leviticus 24, 22. Well, that's a tongue twister. And it says, "You shall have one manner of law, as well for strangers as for the ones of your own country, for I am the Lord your God." So, strangers are welcome to this country. They're afforded asylum. If you really look at it, we're all strangers. Europeans did not discover this nation. Those that are Native American descent were native to America. They were already here. They didn't need help discovering America. We came over as immigrants. We were the strangers. Now that we've established and codified laws in our Constitution, God gave us the directives of how we deal with those that immigrate to America. We have one law. That doesn't mean that those that break the law get amnesty. I didn't see that anywhere in the Word of God, but I do see it in a tyrannical form of government right now that will not take his Justice Department and prosecute those that break the law. That says if you're a stranger, you can come in here and establish your laws through means of Sharia law. You can force our judges to judge according to your laws. Doesn't say it anywhere. That's tyrannical power that needs to be uprooted lest we suffer the repercussions of it. And I don't intend to, folks. The Sons of Liberty don't intend to. That's why we do what we do on a daily basis. That's why we get educated so we don't ask the wrong questions and get caught up in the debate and lose our liberties. The president must be a natural born citizen. I'm sure this one doesn't like that one. Deuteronomy 17:15, one of your own brethren among you. Why? Because those that aren't born among you will easily turn on you. Isn't that the fruit? I encourage you again to go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and read Bradley's latest article, Know Your History, published on News with Views this morning. Thank you. It has been awesome today to be with you all. Go do something for liberty. Create a change and tell us about it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be with you tomorrow.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal